Thank you and good morning. State Senator Mike McGuire has introduced the medical marijuana value tax that will impose a 15% sales tax on medical marijuana sales in the state. McGuire estimates that the tax will initially generate about $100 million per year, and revenue could grow to as much as $1 billion per year once the industry is up and running. The revenue from the sales tax will go to the state's general fund, state parks, the State Natural Resources Agency for environmental cleanup and remediation efforts, and the counties for alcohol and drug treatment programs, among others. McGuire said in a statement that now that the regulatory framework has been put in place, it's time to help fund areas that are most affected by the cultivation, those communities that have long been paying the price for the negative effects of cultivation. A sheriff's deputy on patrol on Highway 96 near downtown Hoopa on Tuesday evening spotted a vehicle that matched the description of a truck that had been reported stolen during a residential burglary in Hoopa on January 21st. After confirming the vehicle had been reported stolen, the deputy, along with a second deputy, conducted a traffic stop and contacted the driver, 44-year-old Gabriel McCovey. McCovey was later arrested and booked into county jail for possession of stolen property and possession of a stolen vehicle. Steps had been taken to return the Suburban to its proper owner. The two passengers in the car were interviewed by deputies and released at the scene. Eureka police arrested two Pennsylvania men after they interviewed the pair at a local hospital following a violent altercation with the resident of a house in the 800 block of 8th Street on Monday night. According to the victim, the men, brothers John Long and Ryan Long, forced their way through a back door and then fought with the victim in the kitchen. All three men suffered stab wounds and the victim needed surgery for an injury to his knee, but is expected to fully recover. The Long brothers called 911 while on their way to the hospital for treatment to report that they had been stabbed. They were later arrested and booked on several charges, including burglary and battery. Local ranchers have been honored. Jordan Christmas has more.
The Lone Star Ranch in Neyland, which is owned by the Moore family, was honored as the North American winner for the 2016 Society for Range Management Excellence Award. Since 1896, the ranch has been in the family for seven generations, and they were recognized for their efforts in environmental stewardship, community support, and for their conservation of the state's forest and rangelands. The national award for the Lone Star Ranch was first sponsored by UC Cooperative Extension Livestock Advisor Jeff Stackhouse, and his nomination was accepted by the Society for Range Management.
Thank you, Jordan. The Eureka Police Department honored him with its Community Service and Volunteer Award in January, and now city flags will fly at half-staff to mark his passing today after longtime volunteer Gary Swanson passed away on Wednesday. Mayor Frank Yeager has requested that the flags fly at half-mast today to note the passing of a man who provided thousands of hours of volunteer service over 17 years to the department's volunteer patrol. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County Director of Public Works Tom Mattson said in January that the most important work his department performs is road maintenance. That was in response to an announcement from the State Transportation Commission that funding to counties would be drastically cut this year, meaning a $500,000 cut to road maintenance funds locally. Mattson said on Talk Shop yesterday that a flat tax on a purchase of fuel has not kept up with inflation and that a per-gallon tax would be the best way to go and would make long-term planning much easier.
That would be the best. You know, the baseline funding of X cents per gallon, whatever it is, that gives you a steady amount of funds that you can plan on. But the bottom line is it's better to have a regular budgeted amount than to have a huge variable.
There are current studies and projects looking at other ways to provide funding for road maintenance, but Mattson said, however it's decided, the funding is needed.
That's our biggest problem is road maintenance. It's not capital. It's not new projects. There's three bills being argued back and forth by the state of California right now, varying, I think, from $3 to $7 billion a year. But there's a lot of discussion about where the money's going to come from. The needs are known. The facts are out there.
You can hear the entire Talk Shop interview with Tom Mattson by visiting our website at KINS1063.com. And that's the news on this Thursday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.